Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, speaking of the ACC, where Virginia's at, this Clemson-Florida State thing is getting to be pretty interesting. They really went out of this grant of rights, and I understand, because you can't afford to fall behind the SEC and the Big Ten as much as you will if you stay in the ACC for the next, you know, whatever, however many years, 12 years, that they would technically have to stay in it with the grant of rights. But where does this end? I think they need to get more universities involved. Like North Carolina, from what I understand, needs to be a team that gets involved with this lawsuit and gets involved in this litigation. But this is a wild story. Florida State and Clemson understand where they're at in college athletics, and they want out.
Yeah, it's obviously, I mean, the thing that's difficult about it is you can have as many schools line up on that side of it, and I suppose at some point the conference may collapse in on itself. But it doesn't change the legal argument. What Clemson now is arguing, at least I haven't read the actual documents, but other stories I've read about the documents, what Clemson is actually arguing is that the grant of rights to concede to the ACC all of your television rights and whatever only applies as long as you're a member of the conference. And so since they intend to no longer be in the conference, therefore, the grant of rights doesn't apply. And that seems to me, again, I haven't read the underlying documents, that seems to me to be preposterous. The whole idea of the grant of rights was, we're going to do this to keep people in the conference. We're going to say, listen, the reason we are banding together and saying that our rights belong to the ACC until 36 is because we want to keep people in the conference. It wasn't. And so Clemson's argument, such as it is, my understanding is that they're saying, oh, yeah, sure, we granted our rights, our TV rights to the ACC, but only so long as we were a member of the conference. And now that we want to leave, we get to take our rights with us. And I just, that is not my understanding of what the essence of the agreement was. And so I do understand the frustration. You know what it's like? It's like all those ads. Have you entered a bad timeshare? Are you trying to get out of the
yes.
timeshare?
Yes, correct.
You know, if you signed a bad contract, you were suckered into a horrible timeshare, and now you're in a timeshare that you can't get out of for the next 12 years, and I think Clemson and Florida State both need to call that dude, the timeshare dude. They need to call him. And get them out of the ACC.
And, I mean, I get their gripe, though. I completely understand their gripe. When they signed it in 2015, it is like the world is completely changed. I would not want to be in the ACC. They're too good for the ACC right now, and I think I can even admit that athletically.
That's absolutely true, but that is true. That is what happens when you sign long-term contracts.
Correct.
The world can change. If right now you decided that if your neighborhood, Chernobyl went off in your neighborhood, And which would also then be my neighborhood. And you can't go to the bank and say, listen, when I signed this, I didn't know.
Chernobyl was.
Yeah.
I didn't know we'd have a nuclear meltdown.
No. Well, the answer is that when you sign your mortgage and you agree to pay this money, you agree to pay the money, you are signing up for a long-term contract, a 30-year contract. And if circumstances change, you don't get to just say,
right.
Hey, circumstances changed here. I didn't know there'd be I'll tell you one of the things people object to now. I didn't know there'd be a Frisbee golf course here, bringing in the Frisbee golf element to the town.
Jeff's would be that blue light, right? Yeah, I didn't know the blue light would blink all the time.
Yeah, I didn't know there'd be blue lights. Let me out of here. You don't get to say that. You sign the contract. If you don't want to be bound by long-term contracts, don't sign long-term contracts.
Yeah, arguable, and your lawyer, you have a lawyer brain still, it's still around, I know you've been doing this for a while, but like, how much could you argue they didn't really have much of another choice at that time than to re-up with the ACC?
That would not be a persuasive argument.
I get it.
That would not be, again, but I haven't seen the documents. I, by the way, have a confession.
Okay.
I thought about the problem that we had at the beginning of this phone call, which is that I sounded echoey, right?
Yeah.
And now I have you on speakerphone to not sound echoey. Well, about 5 minutes before you called, I dropped my phone. This is all coming back to me.
Where'd you drop it?
And I dropped the phone in the toilet.
Oh, that makes... Whoa! Yeah, there it is. That's the one. Did you have to fish it out?
We got a toilet phone.
Now, it was an unoccupied toilet at the time. Right? It was not an occupied toilet. And so what we have is I'm talking to you, and I had this long time ago, I had this conversation.
I remember this having with Gary.
I honestly don't know. I don't know about the unoccupied toilet. If you were next to the toilet, it was occupied pretty closely.
This has
closely
happened on this day part in this
at
radio
least
station
before
prior to you being here.
I'm just telling you. I wouldn't lie, because before we've actually talked about we talked about all the various complexities that could be involved in fishing your phone out of the toilet. So it's not like I'm too proud to admit that if it was an occupied toilet, but this one was an unoccupied toilet, and I think. But the question is then. So yes,
that's great.
I did 100% fish the phone out of the toilet, as would anyone.
Yes.
Right? Anyone would. The truth of the matter is, there could be giant poops in the toilet, and you'd still take it out of the toilet. There wasn't in this circumstance, but anyone would. No one would just say, whoops, poops are in the toilet, I'm letting my
giant
phone go.
Giant poops.
Yeah, big turd in there with your phone.
You're not going to treat your phone like it's a goldfish. Among other things,
right.
Right? Well, you need to throw that thing into some rice after we get off the phone, it wouldn't
go down, but it appears that I need to throw the thing in some rice.
Uncooked rice, of course. Yeah,
I think.
You have a Duke phone. Yeah.
This makes a whole lot of sense.
That's exactly.
You don't have to admit it. If you were next to the toilet and the phone dropped in the toilet, it had to have been occupied at some point. You had to have taken a number one in there or something.
You don't get to call me a liar when I just confess.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. I agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
So that is the dilemma. That's the dilemma here. Is it
irreparable? Like if you can't ever talk through the device without speaker usage,
this might be a problem.
Do you have AirPods? Do you think it'll outgrow it?
Well, it's funny because these things are mostly supposed to be waterproof. I probably have a crack in it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I assume it's going to be fine. I assume it's going to be fine ultimately. But we shall see next tomorrow when you call again.
Yeah. AirPods or headphones may be helpful going forward using that phone.
Possible.
Now, I am talking with Jeff Calkins, who just recently dropped his phone directly into his toilet at home. He did fish it out. And it was an unoccupied toilet, according to him. But he is on X at Jeff_Calkins, and he's a Daily Memphian columnist. He also does the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. What do you make of this Caden Proctor thing back to Bama? This is nasty. This is nasty work. And he's taking advantage of the system. It's kind of funny. People bring up, you know, he's the first one to do this. And I guess it's a little unprecedented. He spent 59 days at Iowa. That's less than the Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphreys marriage lasted. But he ends up going back to Bama. We did see Quinn Ewers go to Ohio State strictly to make NIL money, then transfer directly to Texas, though. These kids are taking advantage of the system. It feels like this should be a system, you know, transfer-wise, that shouldn't be that hard to fix, right? Like, we have the one-time transfer rule, and we have, you know, where transfers can leave if their coach retires or gets fired or leaves or whatever. But it feels like it wouldn't be that hard to fix.
How would you fix it?
By doing the one-time transfer, and then if your coach leaves?
The courts have said it's illegal.
Okay.
This is the problem, here's the truth. If you are a coach, would you be allowed to go from Alabama, say the hell with Alabama, I'm going back to Iowa. Go to Iowa, sign your, and then go back. And the answer is no, because know why? You would have signed a contract. Right. And so Iowa would have said, sorry, you're under contract. You can't go back to Alabama. Or maybe your contract would have had a buyout in it. And so, yes, you could go back to Alabama, but you'd have to give $1 million or something. Alabama would have to buy out your buyout. When there is, let's pretend it's not a football player. Just a dude who wants to go from Alabama to Iowa to Alabama again. What's to stop him? Nothing. There's nothing that can stop you from doing that. And so you don't get to just invent rules. And this is what the courts have been consistently said. You don't get to invent rules imposing limits on what humans can do that are different than rules than just because they happen to be football players. And so it's not easy to fix. Whatever you think of the NCAA, if they could fix this by passing rules that wouldn't get overturned in court, they would. They used to have rules against paying players anything ever, and those got overturned. Then they had rules about when and whatever and one-time transfers, and those are being overturned. And so I don't think it is an easy fix. It is funny. Everywhere I go, I went to a Positively Memphis luncheon, which was a luncheon. The mayor spoke. It was in honor of Pat Halloran today, and I was leaving the luncheon, and someone walked up to me, and I swear this happens almost every day. Someone walked up to me and said, man, this NIL stuff is going to be the end of college sports, right? It happens all the time. And I understand why people are frustrated by it. I think this person was frustrated because they saw what it looked like in the context of University of Memphis basketball this year, how unappealing and unattractive that team became, right? But the problem is there is nothing to be done short of the thing that no institution wants to do, which is say these are employees,
right,
and therefore they can sign contracts, and therefore we can. That's what contracts do. Contracts limit you, just like they limit Clemson and just like they limit Florida State from leaving. Why? Because they signed a contract. Well, without that contract, you know, you can do whatever you want. I don't know the answer other than that. I don't like that answer.
It's so wild to me, though, with Caden Proctor. It's like I am so pro-athlete in all of these situations. Right. But I find myself with him, I'm like, that was grimy and dishonest. You left them with zero practices ever played, zero games ever played, and for God's sakes, you basically turned them in and they had to self-report how they recruited you out of the transfer portal. I was like, that is some grimy, that is just dishonest and bad. It is bad.
It is bad, it is slimy. Now, I don't believe that when he went to Iowa, he went to Iowa thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull a fast one. I'm going to go to Iowa, and I take some money from Iowa, and I'm going to cut a deal for a car dealership, and then I'm going to turn around and go back to Alabama. I think it's a...
You think he went to spring break, had some beers with his Alabama teammates, and said, yeah, you know, I'm coming back, guys. Love you.
And then you know what's going to happen? He's going to now go to Alabama, and he's going to realize that the DeBoer system's difficult. He started last year at Alabama, even though he started. And he's gonna be unhappy, you know, there for one reason or another, and he's gonna probably want to go somewhere else. I mean, I don't think this was cynical on his part. I think it was, how old is he? 20? I think it was a 20-year-old confused, you know, guy I suspect when he went to Iowa that he intended to stay at Iowa, and then. You're exactly right. Went on spring break with his Alabama buddies and said, you know what? Seems like it'd be more fun. Plus, it's warmer down here. Let's go back to Alabama. And I feel bad for the Iowa folks here, although, like, everyone's cynical about it. As soon as it became clear that Saban was leaving and he might transfer, like, Iowa fans rushed to do whatever they could to raise $100,000 for him, like, immediately.
Yep.
Like, they didn't hate the rule when he was coming their way. You know, but it is slimy, and it is, I do agree that it's fundamentally, ultimately unworkable. And unlike John, who I had this disagreement with, I don't really think it is in the best interest of the majority of athletes, you know,
100%
all the time, you know? I get that it's certainly, if you make it $1 million from NIL, that's better than not. And or whatever it is, but I don't think it necessarily. I wouldn't like it if my kid were, you know, transferring to four different schools in 5 years. You know, I don't think that's great for your human development. Just chasing the dollar. So I don't think it's the best system from almost any perspective. But I don't know any other way around it now.
Yeah, those Iowa fans though that donated to NIL, I don't think they'll be doing that anytime soon. I think they're going to be very skeptical anytime they get asked by Kirk Ferentz to throw money into the collective.
I think just the idea of, you know, it's funny because Kirk Ferentz and Tony Bennett, sort of similar, you know, really, in terms of the level, the brand of football and basketball that they play. I think the idea of just scoring some points in Iowa, even if it was, you know, was so enthralling to them that they raised money as quickly as they could. But, no, I feel bad for those nice Iowa people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.